The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my fellow realtor, husband, pal, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Pretty good.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. Good morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Thanks for being here with us.
You're welcome.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If you'd like to suggest a topic or if you have a question for us, send it in, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam, and we have a live webcam on the roof pointing at Dunmore Corners, and you can see what's going on.
Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by also going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Once again, Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. May I have a brief background on you and your company, please?
Yeah, we talked a little bit in our last show, but Newberry Services has been around in the area since 1970. So that gives us 45 years being a local company serving the Well, again, most of our accounts are Luzerne, Lackawanna County, but we do have some major accounts. We go as far as Harrisburg, Chambersburg, up into upstate New York, too, with some of the commercial accounts that we have. So we are both residential and a commercial business. We do not only alarm systems, we do fire systems, we do phone systems, we do data cabling, access to buildings. So we're a wide variety provider, I guess you could say, of a lot of different things, and a family business that's been around in the valley, you know, for quite some time.
Excellent. Last week we established why it's important for people to think about a home security system. We're talking about the security systems you provide for the home, and we talked in great length about statistics that are out there and how we can all be vulnerable and you know, the rising crime and so on and so forth. But this week I'd like to talk about some of the options that you have, the different types of systems. There's not, if somebody wants to install a security system, they can actually do it themselves. Is it recommended? Why not? So on and so forth.
A do-it-yourself system might be okay for some people. In general, someone in a home that wants full protection, a professionally installed system is a better option. As you know, trained technicians will come out first of all and survey the property. What you need, we just don't say this is one size fits all. We'll come out, we'll look at what you want, what your house is like, and so on and so forth. Now, there are do-it-yourself systems which might be okay if you have a rental property or something like that, where you just want something basic. Basically a noise maker that an alarm would go off. Some of these do-it-yourself systems also can be programmed to call your cell phone number. But if you're out of cell phone range, if you're not near your phone or your phone is off, it's not really going to do a lot of good. So central station monitoring that we provide is money well spent, really. Our rates, again, and I invite everyone to compare different. We're at $19.95 a month for central station monitoring. But everybody has different needs. So if you're interested or thought maybe you would want to get more information on something like this, do your homework. Give our company a call. We'd come out. We'd take a look and, you know, see what your concerns are.
Now, I have a security system. What happens when the power goes out?
All of the security systems that we provide actually have a battery backup. It's not just like a little 9-volt or,
you know. Like a motorcycle battery.
It looks like a motorcycle battery. And they will control the system. for, well, it comes down to how many devices are being powered off of this. But hours, days, so most power losses aren't really that long, a couple hours. So the security system will keep working on battery backup for, and again, it depends, for a while at least, depending on how many devices are on the system.
And if I wanted to also include a fire alarm.
Fire is something that a lot of people overlook when they talk about security systems. When we remodeled our house, let's see, probably 17 years ago. There was no security. We have an older house and wanted to put a security system in when we were remodeling. So we had it put in and we said, oh, we have smoke detectors in the bedrooms. That's good enough. That we just put in a basic burglary system, which covered some of the more vulnerable windows, the doors and motion sensors and so on. But it was... I think about 2 years ago, there was a fire. Some people were gone out to breakfast one morning and they came home. They were friends of ours and they got a call at breakfast that their house was on fire. And I thought, you know, we have smoke detectors in our bedroom, which are a great idea if you're home. And I would highly recommend if you don't have smoke detectors in your house, at least get something to protect yourself. But the advantage to putting smoke detectors, and they can be tied into all these security systems that we've been discussing so far, smoke detectors and heat detectors put on the system will protect your house if you're away. If you're at work and the house catches on fire, those little smoke detectors in the bedrooms might beep for an hour, 2 hours, but by the time a neighbor notices it, it might be very well too late. So I recently, it was about a year ago or so, I said, look, I really need to add smoke detectors on the system that will notify the authorities in case I'm not home. And in new construction, there's different guidelines and so on and so forth as far as how many smoke detectors need to be on each floor in each bedroom and so on and so forth. But in my case, the most basic is I added a smoke detector on the second floor at the top of the stairs, one on the first floor, and then heat detectors in the garage in the basement. So it really was not a big expense to add this extra layer of protection, which I just totally overlooked years ago.
Interesting.
I used to go to a lot of fires when I was a fireman in the city. People would turn on their dryer and they would leave. They turn on the gas dryer, they turn on the electric dryer, the clothes dryer, and they'd go out. They come back from the store, says, oh, I just had the dryer on, and they come back and the house is
a lot of electronics
gone.
Yeah, a lot of electronics, dishwashers, anything. You know, you don't know how old your water heater, well, you might know how old your water heater is, but an older water heater, you don't know what can go wrong with that. Furnaces, you hear about that all the time. So the simple thing of adding 2-3 smoke detectors as into a basic system does not add a lot to the cost. It does not change the monitoring. It's not that we say, oh, you now have smoke detectors in your house, your monitoring doubles. It doesn't. It stays the same rate. So it's actually a wise thing if you're considering a security system, throw a smoke detector or two on it. It doesn't change that much. And it will help protect the people inside like local smoke detectors do. But it will protect your house, your property, all of the stuff you've accumulated, TVs and so on, if you're not home.
Well, in the summer months, people are running dehumidifiers 24/7, and they can cause fires.
Right. Yeah. There was a big recall on dehumidifiers not too long ago. That they have had fires for them. So, and I run a dehumidifier in my basement all the time. So now at least I'm a little bit more comfortable that I do have fire protection there.
Well, you can't be in your home 24/7, but without thought, we run these things, but they can, you know, potentially destroy our property, like you've mentioned. Now, July and August are typically the months where the most break-ins occur in terms of time of year. And I would have to think that possibly may have to do with the fact that it's warmer out. People have their windows open, and windows are a point of entry for many thieves, burglars, correct?
Well, yeah. And one thing that we talked about is you can make these systems as deluxe as you want, or you can keep them very basic. motion detectors in the house are fine if you're going out and you set the alarm. If someone comes in, the motion detector set. One motion detector can cover, you know, an entire room. However, now I don't have air conditioning in my house, so that's, I know a lot of people, you don't have air conditioning? Everybody I tell this, you can't believe we don't have air conditioning in our house. But we leave a lot of windows open. A lot of companies today aren't doing, other alarm companies aren't doing window screens, but you can actually have the window screens wired that if they are cut, the alarm will sound. If someone tries to remove the screen from the window, the alarm will sound. So one option, we'll say, and we'll discuss some options, one option is to get the screens. Now, to do every screen in the house, a lot of times it's not really practical. But if there are two, three, four windows you normally leave open, one in the kitchen, one in your bedroom, it's highly recommended that you have the screens, you know, wired just to protect that. You can leave the windows open, you can go out, and your house is still protected. So
it's a service that Newberry Services provides that many companies do not.
Correct. I had somebody call me last week, and they had an alarm. They moved into a house, and they had an alarm, and they did not have the screens. They called the alarm company that was in the house, and they said, oh, we don't do that anymore. But a Newberry, we still do, and it's not for everybody, because a lot of people say, well, I just have the windows closed and the air conditioning on, but I like to leave my windows open, so screens are important to me.
Sometimes you do need fresh air.
Yeah, we have one or two windows, the same windows we open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the windows I would have done.
Right, and that's why every house is different. We can't say everybody needs all the screens done, and we can't say nobody needs screens done. It's just every situation is a little bit different, and these systems can be programmed to what you want. They can be programmed to bypass certain zones automatically, and so on. It's all computerized and things. In other words, on some of the older systems, you had to, if you wanted this motion sensor turned off and this door, you'd have to individually bypass each zone. Right now, we can set it up a program, assuming you're going to be home. All the zones that you would normally trip would be bypassed with a touch of one button, and your alarm would be set. So there's a lot more home automation going into it, too. The programming is so much better now. In the old panels, you used to have four zones or eight zones. One would be front door or the delay doors. The other would be the entire perimeter, which is every window on there, which doesn't make sense, but it's the best they had. Newer systems, your front door would be one zone, your back door, this window, this window, this window. You can go 30, 40 zones on these things. And again, it doesn't change the cost of monitoring. It just changes the cost of the devices, how much you have done initially. There are some that we have out there that would have, let's say, a garage, a separate garage. And maybe you don't use your garage all the time. Maybe you just use your garage for storage, or a room in the house. Collectors, maybe a gun collector or something, might have one room in their house that they would want armed 24 hours a day with a separate, almost like a separate system. But instead of buying two systems, we put different areas on one system. So your garage could be one area and your house could be one area. The garage could be armed while the house isn't. The house can be armed while the garage isn't, and so on and so forth. So programming of these new systems makes it a lot more convenient than the old everything had to be on or everything had to be off. So there's a lot you can do, you know, just through the laptop and remote programming.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And with us today is Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. May I have the contact information, please, for your company?
Yeah, you can reach us by phone at 570-824-5758. Or check us out on our website at newberryservices.com. That's N-E-W-B-R-R-Y services, S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S.com.
Thank you, Dennis. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bath home at 1262 Mine Street in Old Forge for $214,999. This home is only 10 years old, and it has a large master bedroom with a master bath. It has a large fenced-in yard. It also has a very nice rear deck with a retractable awning. This home has beautiful hardwood floors, a covered front porch, and a poured concrete driveway. That's a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home at 1262 Mine Street in Old Forge for $214,999. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, in with my fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie. How you doing? You getting a good education here?
A wonderful education. We're having a fabulous discussion with Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Recap what Newberry Services is, please. What types of services do you provide?
Family-owned business, and we're talking today mostly about home security, but we do commercial. We do commercial fire systems, data cabling, access control to buildings. We do a wide variety of services, phone systems. A lot of these things have come down in price too. At one time, only big businesses and things could
afford,
get these,
yeah.
Could get these nice phone systems. But there are actually houses, people that work from home, that are putting in smaller phone systems in their homes now too, that have different lines and all the capabilities of a big system. But technology, as things improve and more of them are out in the market, prices drop. You know, it's the same thing with the security systems.
What are we talking about in terms of, if you can give us a ballpark general security system as basic as you can get and up?
Yeah, and we mentioned that before, that you can go as crazy as you want, you know, arming everything. You can do a basic security system for a couple hundred dollars, you know, for the equipment.
For a professional install?
Well, each house is different as far as how long installation is going to take. That's why it's best that somebody comes out. We look at it. We can give you a price once we see what we're up against, but anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand, depending on your situation, depending on what you want.
But the monitoring is the same? It's still less than $20 a month?
Correct. Monitoring still remains the same, whether we put 30 devices on or if we just put motion sensor and door contacts. We mentioned in the first show that the most broken into point of a house is through the front or the back doors. If you're looking for a basic system, just arm the front and the back doors. Just put contacts on the front and the back doors. Put a motion sensor or two. And again, I'll come back to throw a smoke detector, a heat detector on it just for your own personal protection. So the answer to that question is a couple hundred to a couple thousand, but it really varies.
What was that analogy you were talking about with the car? How fast?
Yeah, I'm quite into my cars. And I said, all these racers, the saying is speed costs money. How fast do you want to go?
Yeah.
So same thing with the security system. The more you put on, the more it's going to cost. That doesn't mean we're up to $5,000-$10,000 or anything like that. But, the options, and we started mentioning a few of those, like the window screens. Of course, window screens are very labor intensive because all the window screens are done by hand. There's not one size here. We pop this screen in and it works. So all the window screens are done for your window specifically. So window screens aren't done as much anymore because they are more expensive. But there are a lot of other options. Glass break sensors are popular now. In the olden days, you used to have, you've seen those wires that go around the windows, those yeah. foils, which are
I installed them one time.
And then they peel up yep. and they don't make contact. Those type things are our old technology. Right now, you could put, let's say you have a sunroom. Instead of putting those little wires around each one of the windows, you put one glass break sensor in the room. It picks up the frequency and the vibration of the breaking glass. One device right now, which could be hardwired in new construction or wireless, which is pretty much just attaching it at the proper location and programming it into the system, one device can take the place of 20 or 30. So 15 minutes worth of labor programming this glass break saves an entire day of arming windows. So technology on things like that makes a big difference. But glass break sensors are a popular option that people are getting into a little bit more. And again, that doesn't work in every house. Not every house needs glass break sensors, but it does really take the place of a lot of work in some situations.
What if someone has an alarm system currently that was installed just recently, not 25 years ago, not 30 years ago, but recently, say within the last 5 years, and they are with ABC company and they want to change to Newberry Services. Do you have to go in and use your own materials?
A lot of times, well, and that's another one that there's no easy answer to. The best thing is to have us come down and look at it. A lot of times we can use existing all of the existing devices. If there's a motion sensor in a living room of a house, a motion sensor is a motion sensor. They're not really priority that this motion sensor has to go with this panel, this glass break has to go with this panel. And again, that depends on the system that was installed. Most of the times, I shouldn't say most of the time, but some of the times we can just take over an existing alarm system the way it is. We can get in, we can reprogram it to your codes, to what you want, to our central station, and just take it over that way. So that is a possibility. Now, a lot of companies have their own codes and things that we cannot get into. In such a situation, we might just need to change the keypad in the panel. So if there's a keypad in a panel, we might be able to take that, use the existing wiring that's in the house, use the existing window sensors, and most of them are compatible today. So there's no definite yes or no answer on that. Each situation depends. But many times we'll go into a new house. Let's say somebody buys a house and they move in and they have an alarm system, don't know how to work it. A lot of times we can go in and get that one working. Sometimes we might just need to do some basic upgrades and use the existing wiring and the existing devices. So yes and no, if that's an answer.
While I'm thinking of it, I want to talk about programming. On the break, we started to talk about programming, and it's fascinating because I never knew that you can do this with systems, but there could be different codes for different people and there would be a record. So if I had a housekeeper or if I had someone that was coming to do some work at my house and I wanted to let them in, they could have their own code. Or if an intruder actually got in, I would have a special code to turn off the alarm system, but it actually notifies the call center that there's a problem.
Right. And that's one thing that the new systems can do that the old one didn't. Programming these systems now has a lot more options as far as what we can program. You mentioned codes. In residential, you'll put in one code for yourself and maybe one, for kids or something like that. If you have a housekeeper, let's say you have a contractor coming in to remodel the bathroom, you're not going to be home. You want to give the contractor a code, but 6 months from now when he's done, you really don't want him coming in your house. You can get a separate code for that. And we can add codes and delete codes, at your will, just with a call to our office. Most of these systems, we can get into the systems from our office without actually coming out and hooking up a laptop and so on. So you might have a code that if you have a housekeeper, they might have a code. Children might have a different code. That way you could kind of keep track of who comes and goes. Now that's, you could probably see more important in a commercial setting where you have 20 employees and you want to know who set the alarm or who came in at what time or who didn't set the alarm. The alarm panel logs all of these events, let's call them, as to who came and went. You can actually have these reports sent to you too. Now, again, that's an option where you can get the opening and closing reports as to who came and who went and what time. You can have them emailed to your phone and so on and so forth. Most homeowners don't need something that deluxe, but it is an option with the new systems on how you can program different codes. The panic code that you mentioned, if somebody comes up behind you with a gun when you're coming in your house or you get in your driveway and they say turn off your alarm system, we can program certain codes that will notify the police that there is duress, and that call, then they do not call you first. The police will be dispatched to the house under a silent panic type of a situation. So that is something that you couldn't do years ago that is now something that's easy to do right from our laptops.
And it's awful that we have to think this way, but it's a good
better
point.
Better to be prepared.
Right.
Yeah, and there's, you know, not that to say that that's going to happen or that's not going to happen, but it is something that can happen. It's something that these new systems can handle.
What about temperature and water sensors? Do these systems come equipped with those options?
Oh, yeah. As far as options go, and we mentioned before a few of the things like smoke detectors and heat detectors. You don't want to, of course, put a smoke detector in your kitchen. Well, at least I don't want to put a smoke detector in my kitchen.
Jackie,
well,
for all the time you're cooking, right there?
I don't need a smoke detector. No, no. Why do I need
she
one?
She needs a phone book to make reservations. That's what she needs.
If I were to cook, I do it right from my cell phone.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You don't even
Google.
Need the phone
yes,
book anymore.
Okay.
But the kind of the opposite of the heat detectors are the low temperature detectors, which we use these in vacation homes and so on and so forth, where if you're not there all the time, the furnace shuts down, the temperature drops below a certain pre-programmed level. We would notify you. Now, the police aren't called in that situation. This is just, and this is, again, how the programming goes. We would notify you. We would notify whoever you set up on your call list to let you know, hey, the temperature dropped below a certain temp, you know, a certain preset level. And then you, you know, you can check it out. Or if you're, you know, on vacation, neighbors could check it out. So low temperature sensors are available for these, as well as high temperature sensors. There are water detectors, which is similar. A lot of people will put these in the basement of either a vacation home or in your own home if you have water problems. Then you could be notified if there's a leak with the water heater, if there's a leak in the foundation. Good idea is to put carbon monoxide sensors on these systems too. Carbon monoxide is a deadly gas that you can't see, you can't smell, you don't know it's there, but we can add carbon monoxide sensors, and usually they say one in a sleeping area, one in a furnace area you put on the system. That way you can be notified if carbon monoxide levels increase to a certain level. So, you know, options like those are not absolutely necessary, but it's not a bad idea to plan for something like
that. Worth thinking about.
Yeah, you were talking about the garage. You put a heat sensor in the garage because you can't put a smoke detector because, you know, you start the car or the chainsaw or something.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah. In a garage, you would use a heat detector, and there are different types of heat detectors. Usually the way they work is when a certain temperature is reached, let's say it's 135 degrees, if a quick rate, the rise of the temperature goes up to 135 degrees, quickly, these things will trip, and then the fire company will be notified. Well, we would go through, depending on how you have it set up, we would either notify you or the fire company, or, you know, go down the list that way, as we talked about before. But heat detectors have their certain places. Smoke detectors have their certain places, as well as, carbon monoxide detectors and so on like that. There are also natural gas detectors, which is different than carbon monoxide. If you have, a gas leak in the house, there are detectors that can pick that up. So a good idea for a furnace room might be to put natural gas detectors in.
Absolutely. Fantastic discussion 2 weeks in a row with Dennis Bartuska, Newberry Services. How can we reach you, please?
Well, our office, the phone number is 570-824-5758. You can call us that way. There's, you know, usually somebody on staff. We have emergency mailboxes on weekends, so somebody is available at our company, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And on the web, you can be found at newberryservices.com. That's NEWBERRY services.com. Thank you, Dennis. Pat?
Yes. We have a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage at 210 Spring Circle Drive in Factoryville for $225,000. This home is in excellent condition, and it sits on a half acre of land. It has an in-ground pool with a large deck. It also has a large modern kitchen with an island. It also has a brick fireplace and a very nice finished lower level. So if you're looking for a move-in condition home, take a look at 210 Spring Circle Drive, a three-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage and an in-ground pool for $225,000. And that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Remember to tune in next weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.